I'm sorry to have to say this, Clive, but we have got a problem.
Hasn't the consignment arrived yet? We sent them off on...
No, Clive, you misunderstand me. The consignment arrived 2 days ago, right on schedule. No, the problem is with the product itself.
What is it?
Last night, I had a phone call from one of my warehouse managers. He was very excited with a new product. He was certain that his son would love one. So he took one home, opened it up, and switched it on, and heard this.
Do you have any idea how many units are defective?
We spent the day checking the whole consignment. Unfortunately, it looks like batch numbers 993 and 994 all have the same problem. Everything else seems fine. But it was a long job. My staff had to check every toy.
Kazuo, I will get this sorted out immediately.
Clive, it is essential that you have these on the shelves by the end of this week.
I am sending Derek Jones over on the first flight, and I shall send Don to the suppliers to make sure it won't happen again.
There are 200 faulty circuit boards. Our product for the Far Eastern launch is defective. This will damage our reputation in the marketplace, and it's very embarrassing for us. I want to know what you're going to do to remedy the situation.
Mr. Bradley, we've tracked down the problem, and we can guarantee that it won't happen again. There was a localized problem in quality control, which we have isolated and rectified. We now have a new quality assurance program.
That's all very well, but you have failed to meet the terms of the contract. I'm afraid we have no option. We will have to terminate the contract and find a new supplier.
Mr. Bradley, I understand your concern and recognize that it's a very unsatisfactory situation. But may I point out, it was just two batches that were defective.
It may have been just two batches, but we now have 200 defective products on the market with the Bibury name on them.
Mr. Bradley, we appreciate that the situation has damaged your reputation. And we are very sorry. But we also have a good reputation. And that reputation is built upon reliability and good relationships with our customers. We supply many leading companies, and we are very embarrassed by this incident. I must assure you that it won't happen again.
How can I be certain that it won't happen again?
Hello. This is Bibury Systems. The fax machine that we hired from you has broken down. The paper keeps jamming. It hasn't worked properly since you installed it. We would like someone to come and fix it now. Look, I spoke to someone 3 hours ago. They said an engineer would come before lunchtime. But in the service agreement, it says that you will send someone within 24 hours. We need it fixed today. Well, if you can't get it repaired today, then we will have to cancel our rental agreement.
Hello.
Welcome back. I hear the American launch was a great success.
I think we've cracked it. Orders for Big Boss are right on target.
And I had a wonderful holiday. For a few weeks, I managed to stop thinking about Big Boss.
So, how have things been here?
Is this post mine?
No, this is yours.
You haven't heard the news.
What's happened?
There's a problem with the circuitry on some of the units that went to Japan last week.
What?
Derek flew to Tokyo to look at the problem.
So it's serious?
Yes. And Don's gone to the component supplier to find out how it happened. We think we have tracked the problem down to just two batches, but...
I don't believe this. Where's Clive?
He's in a meeting.
Jenny, I need to talk to him as soon as possible. I've negotiated sales of over 80,000 units to the States.
We have three options. We can renegotiate with Southford Components, or we can work with MAGL or Parkview.
A crucial factor is how quickly they can deliver.
MAGL certainly claim to be the fastest, but I'm worried that although they are fast, they may not have the best quality control.
And quality control was the problem with components.
Exactly. Although they have promised that their system is improved.
Looking at these quotations, I don't think Parkview are the best option. They offer a very fast delivery time, they have a very high reputation, and they are the nearest supplier to the assembly line. But they are very expensive compared with Southford.
Don, price can't be a factor at this stage.
I don't agree with you. I think we have to get the best service at the best price.
I think we can renegotiate a far better deal with Southford Components, but we must move fast. Come in.
Clive, what on earth is going on?
Welcome back, Kate.
I've just spent weeks selling Big Boss in the States, and now I find out there's something wrong with it. Why didn't anyone tell me?
We only discovered this yesterday, and we're fairly sure that none of the defective circuits went to the States. Now, I spoke to New York 10 minutes ago. They're running a check. They are ringing back tomorrow. All the signs are that it is just those two batches in Japan.
I want to speak to Edward Green right away, please.
Do you have an appointment, sir?